Just do it. I know we've heard this numerous times. It's Nike's motto. It generally is preceded or followed by a swoosh, but what does it really say? Is it really as easy as swoosh? We love it because it suggests that no matter what might be holding us back, it gives us the idea that we can do it anyway. So the idea presents itself that we should always be in the business of being overcomers. Can you just take a moment to think about what if that were just that easy? That each time you had a dream of creating something new, living a different lifestyle, getting a new job, being a successful entrepreneur, having more money, it just happened? Where would you be today? Not where you are. What would your life look like? Would you be totally financially secure? Would you be incredibly happy? Would there be anything that would stop you? These serious questions will start your process of examining what might be those things we want the most that are currently lacking in our lives. You see, time keeps running and time runs out. So we need to get after it right now. Step one. The first step is to make a list. What is it that you want? What's most important to you? If you don't make that list and you don't get clarity, you can never have an expectation of achieving it. Is it more time freedom? Maybe no work at all, but just pursuing charities, travel, whatever. What specifically would you be doing? Do you want further education to pursue a dream you have? A new car? If that's it, you want to get specific. Smell the interior. Use all your senses to live the experience of having it. A house, so you can get out of the renter syndrome. Again, get specific on what that house looks like. Financial security, like a great retirement account, secure investments. What does that look like for you? Having $1 million in your investment account? How about an awesome relationship? Many of us are looking for that. What does that look like for you? A marriage? Children? Perhaps you have a desire to complete your first book, or your second or third, but somehow it just has not happened. Others might be looking at overcoming some health challenge. And then there are many of us that really want to make a difference in this world. Where's your passion? What do you really want to change? What tugs on your heart? Use the next couple of minutes to just start writing that list by coming up with the first few things that enter your mind when you simply ask the question, what is it that I truly want? Make your list. Make sure it has clarity, as specific as you can get. When we stay generic, we tend to create exactly that. So I'll give you 1 minute to start creating your list. And again, allow freedom of thought. Anything coming up in your head, just start journaling on it. All right, are we done? We have a list. Now let's step into step two. Choose one right now to tackle. preferably one that you have a real emotional attachment to, meaning it is highly important to you. Ask yourself, what has stopped me from creating that in my life? Why haven't you done it yet? List what is stopping you. Just ask, why haven't I done it yet? Your conscience and logic and reasoning will give you that list. So just become a recorder and continuously ask, why haven't I done it yet? It may take asking 1, 2, 3 times before you get them clearly written down, as you're protecting yourself from some of them. Definitely do not leave off those things that you at one time made up, because if they come out when you ask yourself, why I haven't done it yet, then even how incredulous they might be, they are stored in you. You have allowed yourself to believe them, whether they are laughable or what I call cryable, maybe protecting you from disappointment. It is some of the most important work we do when we pursue the reasons behind why we take action and the reasons why we don't. Because if they are in your conscious, you definitely want to recognize how you chose them. We choose excuses because they serve us. They protect us from what? Stress, failure, possible disappointment, many things. But they also stop us from living the life of our dreams. You don't need to be protected from your dream life, do you? Can any one of us come up with 10 to 20 reasons why we stop ourselves from accomplishing something we really want? Is it really hard to do that? Because it's so much easier to look outside. No personal responsibility, plenty of excuses. Clearly, there are many reasons why not. How do we know this? Because those are the reasons you haven't just done it, as Nike would say, already. But why is it then that we focus on the outside reasons? Because the outside reasons are just that, outside of our control. So it's easier to walk away from whatever that is in our life we want when we can suggest they're outside of our control. Worry about what others may think and expect can be some of those inside. The fear of failure, past results, it's too hard, too much time, what will I have to give up? Why me? We sell out. We start looking at our life and saying, well, maybe my life isn't really that bad. I can get by with what I have. I'm okay with what I'm doing. Others are better suited to accomplish that than me. It's easier not to do it than to do it. Maybe later. That's from the great procrastinators. On and on and on. This whole concept of just do it is just not that easy, is it? Without you doing some level of discovery, for some of you that means going deeper than others, it is merely an exercise in futility. See, if we can't discover the beliefs we don't know we lack, or those limiting beliefs we have stored over the years that operate as the roadblocks for what we truly want in life, then we will always be stuck. It is a choice we make. It's not our destiny, as people use that equally as an excuse. Step 3. Now let's do some subconscious work. Let's start looking on the inside, because that is where you're going to find your answers. It is the things you don't know, that truly stand in your way. They hold you back from the things you truly want in your life. So discovery work is critical. Just keep asking and journal the answers you get. You have made things up and you've stored them in your subconscious. So the question becomes, why is it that I will accomplish? And fill in that blank with exactly what you want. Why is it that I will, whatever that is for you? When you get that question down with respect to whatever it is that you choose to accomplish, that you would love to just do it, ask yourself that question over and over. Give yourself some time each time you ask it to allow your subconscious to give you an answer. but it's always a positive. Why is it that I will accomplish X? Listen to your subconscious. It may take you an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours. You may do it over a period of 3 days, 5 days, 10 days. But keep a pad around so you can record all those answers that come up for you. Sometimes you'll feel stuck, and at those times you might want to go out and play a game of tennis or take a break. But typically, just giving yourself another 30 seconds, 5 minutes, something will come out. You are really technically playing Sherlock Holmes on yourself. It's not always easy, but it does produce profound results. You see, there are things within us that hold us back. They keep us from accomplishing the things we really desire in our lives. When there's clarity on why not, weigh the cost to benefit of not doing something you really want. There's always a cost, a price we pay when we don't do the things that we want. In a growth mindset, challenges are exciting rather than threatening. So rather than saying, ouch, I'll create my weaknesses, say, wow, here's an opportunity to grow. Weighing the price is critical to give us the motivation to just take that next step. So once we get the concept of the price we're paying by not accomplishing the things we want, then we'll get the motivation to move on. Step four becomes, what do I need to do to tackle starting today? We want to tackle what we have at the end of just do it. What is it? And now let's tackle it. Build a plan step by step that will lead you to the prize. Then surround yourself with people that buy into your goal and hold you accountable to that plan. Each time you waffle, and I guarantee waffling will occur because those little doubts creep in from time to time, connect with your support team. Allow them to lift you up, get you redirected on the path you've chosen, get you to reestablish that vision of what you are going to create in the just do it. Visualize your end result and build visualizations around you to move forward, whether it's pictures in your house or visuals on your iPhone, your high-tech devices that keep reminding you this is what you're going to create. Journal daily what those results will be in your life when you just do it. Picture the accomplishment. Never allow your conscious state to deny you, because plenty of doubts will enter in. Tap into your subconscious with your question once again. Why is it that I'm capable of creating whatever that it is in your just do it? Your subconscious will always come up with support for your results. So master these steps. Never give up. Always believe, because you have unlimited capabilities when you choose to just do it. Yes, you can.